All right, Anton, go ahead and tell me the story you see happening.
A boy is walking into the store. He sees boxes of cookies. He takes a box of cookies at the bottom of the pile. All the boxes fall. The storekeeper gets mad at him, so he runs away. A giraffe is talking to an elephant who is bouncing a ball. The ball flies into the pool, and the giraffe and the elephant are looking at it. The giraffe jumps into the water and tries to save the ball, and the elephant is covering her eyes. The elephant grabs the ball, the giraffe gives the elephant the ball, and he is smiling, and the giraffe and the elephant is now happy. The elephant likes the giraffe.
That's the end. All right, Anton, go ahead.
The giraffe and the elephant again are, the giraffe is holding a cloth, and they are staring at the pool. The elephant looks like if she is going to jump in. She slips and hurts her knee. The giraffe comes and the lifeguard is running also to the elephant. The lifeguard puts a band-aid on the elephant's knee and sits her down on the bench. He points at the sign, and then the elephant feels all, well, how do you say it? Feels ashamed, you could say. That's it.
All right. Go ahead.
The giraffe and the elephant are playing with a model airplane. The giraffe holds it up and makes it spin around. The elephant takes it away from his hands, and the giraffe is like, "What?" The elephant drops it into the pool. The giraffe is very angry with the elephant. Now the lifeguard is just staring at the elephant and the giraffe. Then the elephant talks to the lifeguard about what happened. The lifeguard tries to save it, but it's too far. So the giraffe starts crying, and the elephant is ashamed of herself. Then another elephant, which is a lady, comes with a big net. She scoops up the airplane and hands it to the giraffe. The giraffe is happy. He is not mad at the elephant. He is hugging his airplane.
All right, Anton, go ahead and tell me the story now.
The rabbit is smiling, same with the dog, because they made a big sandcastle. They're adding more to it. The bunny is scooping up sand, and the dog is patting down the sand onto the castle. The rabbit pours all the sand onto the castle, and the dog feels like she doesn't believe what she's seeing. The rabbit feels all weird because he sees that it didn't break the castle. Now the dog is crying because all the sand got mushed together, and the rabbit feels all stupid inside.
Yeah. All right, go ahead and tell me the story.
The dog is waving hello to the rabbit, and they're both carrying baskets. They ended up being picnic baskets, and the And the rabbit is just munching away on his lunch while the dog quietly takes out her picnic. The rabbit is full by the time the dog has just started. He feels all woozy and the dog feels all nice because the rabbit feels perfect, but the rabbit has eaten too fast, so he feels sick. So the dog runs to go get a doctor and pulls her over to the bunny. The doctor fixes him up with medical tools and stuff, and picks him up and takes him away.
All right, Anton, go ahead.
The dog is holding a cart with a wagon, and again the rabbit is walking down the road and says hello. The rabbit admires the balloon. He unties it. The dog is surprised. He lets go. The dog tries to catch it, but it's too late. She's really mad with the rabbit. Then she sees a rabbit holding a bunch of balloons. The rabbit goes to buy one. They're 5 cents, but he doesn't have any money. So the rabbit and the dog are sad because they can't afford another one. Then the rabbit goes to the doctor and asks for 5 cents. She buys 2 balloons and gives 1 to each of the young'uns. They each have a balloon and they are happy.